Like so many events this summer, a free annual music festival in Springfield, Massachusetts is going virtual. In each of the past 6 years of the Springfield Jazz and Roots Festival, it's drawn thousands of people to downtown Springfield to catch international stars and local bands playing jazz, blues, Latin, gospel, soul, and funk. This Saturday, when the festival was scheduled to be held, people will have to go to a video screen to enjoy the performances. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with festival co-producer Kristen Neville.
This year we are having a virtual festival, and through this event we're going to remember the wonderful experiences of the past 6 years. We'll have performances that are highlighted from those years, and including artists like Taj Mahal and Sweet Honey in the Rock and Pedrito Martinez and many others. It'll take place from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., so mirroring the usual hours of the festival. And it will be aired on Focus Community TV, and it will also be live streamed from our website, which is springfieldjazzfest.com, and also on our Facebook page, which is the Springfield Jazz Fest Facebook page. And we will have live hosts, people who are known in the Springfield community, who will be hosting the event. We'll have some surprise guests and pop-up performances.
The festival has for many years involved programming for students at the community music school. And how will that be handled this year?
We have an artist who performed last year, Elio Villafranca, who will be, through these online webinars, teaching the kids some Afro-Caribbean rhythms and horn parts. And the kids and their families can record themselves playing and share some of that to us. And we're going to compile this virtual second line parade. And we're inviting other artists to be part of that parade. And that's reflecting the second line parade we've had in the past few years, which we have held in honor of my husband, Charles, who's from New Orleans. And the parade is usually led by a group of students from the community music school.
Now, we know that this event typically attracts about 10,000 people to downtown Springfield. So the economic impact of this and the loss of the festival this year for the downtown restaurants will be obvious. What's the impact, though, on the many nonprofits that are that benefit from the festival each year?
Each year we do partner with a number of different local nonprofits to try to highlight the work that they're doing in the area of youth development and urban agriculture and sustainability. So you know, we won't have the same situation this year to be able to lift their profile through this very public event. We are still trying to highlight the positive work that everyone is doing, individuals, artists, organizations, to to shape a positive vision for the city of Springfield and the greater Springfield community.